This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Forces of Ethiopia's Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, have destroyed an airport in the ancient town of Aksum, according to state-affiliated media on Monday. This comes after the prime minister and advancing federal troops gave them a 72-hour ultimatum to surrender or suffer a final assault on the regional capital. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has told the TPLF, which had been ruling the mountainous northern zone of 5 million people, to lay down their arms by Wednesday. A leader of the regional forces told Reuters news outlet that he interpreted the threat as a cover for government forces to regroup after what he described as defeats on three fronts. Reuters could not confirm that statement. Claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communications are down. Hundreds, possibly thousands of people have been killed in fighting and airstrikes that erupted on November 4th. The violence has sent about 40,000 refugees into neighboring Sudan. The conflict has spread beyond Tigray. The TPLF has fired rockets into the neighboring Amhara region and also across the border into Eritrea. Tigray is the northernmost of Ethiopia's nine regional states. Tensions have been building in that region since September 9th, when Tigray defiantly held a regional election after the prime minister postponed the polls, citing the coronavirus pandemic. China said on Monday it opposes a potential move by the United States to declare that 89 Chinese aerospace and other companies have military ties, restricting them from buying a range of U.S. goods and technology. Chinese foreign minister responded to a question about a Reuters report based on a draft copy of that list. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.